Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
With boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la.
7 after the hour. Merry Christmas, everybody. Hello. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner to wish you and yours, anybody that you come in contact with today, is Christmas Day 2023. You reach out, shake their hand. Maybe, I don't know, a lot of people don't want to give hugs because of the flu. But how do you greet? Well, I think that's true. How do you greet people at Christmas time if you don't know whether they celebrate Christmas or they celebrate Hanukkah? Say that again like you're not a New Englander, Doug. Hanukkah or Ramadan or whatever the holidays are. Do you think that Happy Holidays is good enough or not?
Yeah, I think Happy Holidays is fine. And I also don't see a problem with greeting somebody with what you celebrate. I have a friend who celebrates Hanukkah, and whenever we greet each other, I say Merry Christmas. He says Happy Hanukkah. And sometimes I'll say Happy Hanukkah. He says Merry Christmas. It's just one of those things. And, I don't understand why it's so offensive. I don't understand why it's so offensive or people are so offended by just saying Happy Holidays, because there are so many holidays that is encompassed in this time of year, including New Year's, which everyone here celebrates regardless of your religion.
Right. Yeah. And so when you send a Christmas card to somebody, do you send a personalized card? Do you have pictures? Do you say Happy Holidays? Do you wish people Merry Christmas? Do you know that? Why would you send, here's my question, why would you send a Christmas card to somebody if you didn't know whether or not they celebrated Christmas? Send them, okay, Happy Holidays if you want. But I've always thought those generic cards and those wishes were bland and boring. Maybe that's just me.
But if you don't know somebody well enough to even know whether or not they sell, like, what they celebrate, then you don't actually know this person. Why are you sending strangers?
A card. Oh, good point. All right, yeah. I told the story in the air. I used to send cards out every Christmas. I would keep the cards from the year before, and I would keep the envelope that had the return address on it, and I would send cards to the people who, and it was when my children were younger, and sometimes we'd do a whole card together, you know, that stuff. And Brendan would say to me, Dad, I don't know who that is. Yes, I said, okay, just sign Brendan to the card. Let's leave it at that.
But don't you get Hanukkah cards from friends? We get Hanukkah cards from friends because they have their family photos on them, and that's what they celebrate, and they send them out to everybody that they love, and they love us, and we get Hanukkah cards from them.
The average Christmas card, what does it cost? And I'm asking because I don't know. What does it cost to buy a box?
I don't send cards.
Are we now in the age where people send their greetings on the phone or in an email?
I still receive a lot of cards. I think it depends on if they are getting the generic ones where they just bought a box set, or if they personalize them with family photos or anything like that. I know a lot of people will send out the email newsletter instead of a holiday card because they're kind of recapping their entire
family
year.
This year. Yeah, right.
I always want to respond like TLDR, too long, didn't read.
Okay, well, listen, Merry Christmas to you too.
But I don't. I just think that to myself.
No. Yeah. A lot of people spend a lot of money on them, and there is this Christmas card thing, whether it is a religious card or is it a secular card, like Merry Christmas, ho, 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 here's Santa Claus, or do you feel like you need to send a card with a picture of the baby Jesus on it, or something with the Star of Bethlehem or the Three Wise Men? I remember getting a lot of those when I was younger. Not so much anymore. I don't know that you see too many of those, but that's my circle doesn't send them to me, and I don't send out Christmas cards. On Christmas morning, Before I go to either Megan or Brendan's house, I'll get out my phone and I'll look at all of the people that I know and like and want to send a Merry Christmas, and I'll just send it to them that day. And invariably, most of them, I'm trying to remember last Christmas, yeah, most all of them sent me back a Merry Christmas. And this is to people of all ages, all over the world. They're just people that I know. And I think that that's a more, for me, that's a more, on the day of, it's yes. just a more personalized way. You're thinking of these yeah. people on that day.
And I agree.
So, yeah. Sometimes I
and a lot of people think that, yeah, just sending a text is, you know, impersonable and you only took 2 seconds to really think about that person. Yes, we did. Do you know how busy people are on Christmas Day? Like, you're also being respectful of people's time by sending a text message and letting them know, like, hey, I'm thinking of you. And
And whether or not you send a photo, do you want a photo or you just want a message? I'm just looking at all of the different types of the different ideas that people have. The various sayings, right, on Christmas cards. Mm-hmm. I had a friend whose job it was, she worked for Hallmark, and she spent every day of her life at work coming up with captions for cards. She had birthday cards, she had every season of the year, she would write, that's all she did. She was a creative writer in college, and she got hired by Hallmark to write. I just am trying to put myself into her head. How do you be that creative day in and day out and come up with different things?
It
what can you do?
With, it really is a gift.
Yeah, it really is a gift. Yep. All right, speaking of gifts, here's something. It's never too late for this. And there are people who say to me, why would you talk about people losing weight as if they were fat on the holidays? That's a terrible idea. Well, if you think that's the case, then don't do it. If you think it's a good idea, then maybe you think twice about doing it. And maybe you don't want to do it for somebody else. Maybe you just want to do it for yourself. And I'm talking about losing weight and keeping it off. And that's what Calitrin does. Remember last time we talked about this, Jay, you jumped in with some ideas.
Yeah, it doesn't. I enjoy the fact that it doesn't make, when I take it, it doesn't make my heart flutter like a lot of different pills will.
Yeah, because
but
no,
we are 1 week out from New Year's Day. This is go time because this is when people are doing their New Year's resolutions and stuff. So you want to make sure that you get your supply in time to go with your New Year's resolutions.
Yes. And isn't that it? The New Year's resolution that most people say they're going to do, but they don't. I'm going to lose weight in the New Year. And then they find it frustrating. But you know, all the ads will start this week for Planet Fitness and whatever other gym there is around that wants to, for a dollar a month, you can go try to lift weights and lose weight. And then there's Weight Watchers. Oprah will be all over the place. And how many other are there like that around the weight watching programs?
Some of those are difficult to keep up with, though, to add to the routine. Where with Calitrin, you add it with just your daily vitamins or your. I take mine at nighttime, and the Belly Blaster. I am a big fan of the Belly Blaster.
Yeah, you both. In order of both, they come from the same outfit. 27 years now and counting. You don't stay in business that long if the product you're selling doesn't work. So that's the best testimonial, frankly, of any of the testimonials, and there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them at their website, toploss.com. But the most important one, I think, is the fact they've been helping people. They got an 86% success rate. Check it out at toploss.com. And when you do check out after you bought some, you use the discount code Doug, get the best deals, and you don't have to pay for shipping. All of it yours. Help yourself to better health in the new year with Calitrin at toploss.com.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Okay, hear me out. There's only one thing that can make the holidays even more magical, and it's Kohl's clearance deals. I just got 70% off some really great favorites for winter, like cozy blue sweatshirts for my kids, a cute sweater for me, and comfy pajamas for my husband. Kohl's for the win. And now I'm off to share my holiday haul with my family. Select styles. Up to 70% offer ends January 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that trying to name your bike.
How about the Crusher? I guess it's not really crushing anything. The Silver Bolt? No. Oh, what about Pepper? Mysterious. Is it a pet or a condiment? Surprise! It's a motorcycle! No, that's stupid.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Back again, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Merry Christmas to all of you. We were talking about Christmas cards and some of the things that people write and the phrases, and that woman that I knew who spent all of her life writing things like, the best gift this Christmas is easy to see. It's overwrapped under the Christmas tree. Because the best gift this Christmas, amid all of the year, is having someone as special as you are, my dear.
Yeah. How's that?
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a little corny.
Yeah, it's corny, but it's not bad. And then there are what happens, the sayings, the superstitions. You know, we think superstitions just kind of hang around with Halloween. That's not true at all. There are a lot of people who think if the wind blows on Christmas Day, you will have good luck in the new year. You ever heard that?
I haven't.
Haven't you? Yeah. Well, why don't we think about it? All right. I pass this on to all of you, and just put it in your head and say, oh, what a great idea. I'm going to think if the wind is blowing today, I will have good luck, good fortune in the new year. Right? Okay. Now, what about children who are born on Christmas Day? I have my grandson was born December 22nd, my daughter December 27th. She was actually supposed to be born on Christmas Day itself, but she hung around in her mother's womb for an extra day and a half.
She didn't want to share.
Apparently. So, and we always talk about this because it was me who brought it up when they were younger. I said to Tony, my wife, what are we going to do about making Megan feel special on her birthday? Because it's so close to Christmas, you get gifts at Christmas, and then what do you do for your, the birthday? And she was very good at creating things that separated the birthday, because it is, from Christmas and the celebrations. So the superstition is that a child born on Christmas Day will have a special fortune. In other words, it's very good luck. We should ask Maria Trilogy, our astrologer, for what do you suppose the astrological chart looks like? Because there really is, the day that Jesus was born in history, there was a star. Whether you believe the three wise men story or not, there was a huge star in the sky that day. And most of people that are into astronomy. They found records of a star, a huge star, on that day. So
it was a star, not a planet that was visible.
Well, a star is a planet, right? Isn't it? Manner speaking. Ah, there's something to think about. Christmas Day from Good Day, Doug and Jay. Merry Christmas.
Look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bells will be ringing, the sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues.
23 after the hour now, Christmas Day on the Good Day program. Our social media, we have a portion of the program. A lot of people listen, Jay, on holidays that don't get to listen during the week because they're working. They don't find us at gooddayshow.com. You can find the program every day, all day. The entire program plays through the day at gooddayshow.com. We also have our daily download, which features, and I think we keep those. And we don't keep the daily show, but we keep archives of the download, the podcast. Am I correct? I'll ask you because I think the last time I checked, that was the situation, but who knows how things...
Portions of each day's program goes into the podcast, and it's the daily episode, Monday through Fridays, and they live up there for all of eternity.
Way good, right. Okay, now, for social media posts, what about people, I guess the etiquette here, by the way, you can reach us on all the social media, whether it be Facebook or Instagram, YouTube, X, at Good Day Networks. So the question comes on whether or not you should post Christmas things on social media. I suppose, why would it be any different for Christmas than any other day of the year? You got good Christmas stories or pictures? I would think that would be appropriate, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and I think in part, a lot of it, when we're always talking about, we are seeing highlight reels, and it should be less of a focus of people monitoring what they're posting it because it might make somebody feel bad, and more of an education on what you're looking at and know that it's not always real, or there are other stories. I like a lot of the Instagram accounts that has different views where people are traveling on vacation, and it's this gorgeous view, and it says on Instagram, and it's just all of this beautiful stuff, and then it says, it cuts to the next slide, which is the same vacation, and it says reality, and it's always a lot less beautiful, or there are people fighting, or it's not actually a picturesque view because there's so many other people there, you just happen to crop it at this perfect corner that looks like there's nobody else there and you have it all to yourself, kind of things like that. But also in the sense of posting on holidays, capture the moment, sure, but don't post until later. Keep enjoying the moment. Stay in the moment. It's like people who go to concerts and they capture videos or photos and they're posting it immediately to their social media. It's okay to capture the moment, but don't focus on posting in that moment. Post it later. There's nothing wrong with that.
I think it's interesting. People that travel on Christmas and New Year's, although a lot of people, when they travel, they post things for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something special about traveling on Christmas and taking advantage of the different traditions, depending on where you are, not only in this country, but around the world. Because Christmas is a universal holiday, even in the Middle East, where the preponderance of religious celebrants are not Christian, but there still is. I've been in Israel on Christmas, and it's like it is here. There are a lot of menorahs around, but there are a lot of menorahs here as well. So anyway, the content ideas that you share should be things that show the good times. That post, you know, don't make it sad. Oh, I wish my mother was here or something like that. You know, I save that for another time. Christmas needs to be festive. I would love, this is me speaking. A festive mood, a feed people festive things, and I think it creates a good, it's a neat thing. I'm even posting pictures of some of the cards that are around. That's kind of a fun thing to do as well. So, some ideas anyway. Our social media connection again at Good Day Networks. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here, wishing you a Merry Christmas on Christmas Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people, just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pets plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness. And don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pet's a part of the family. It's not just a family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-30.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israel is declaring near total control over the northern Gaza Strip after conducting overnight bombings in intense weekend fighting. President Biden, following a lengthy phone conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, said he is not urging for a ceasefire despite mounting pressure to do so. A U.S. senator out with his annual Festivus complaint list about government spending, USA's Laura Winters reports.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul out with the report revealing
reveals $900 billion in government spending waste. The NIH spending millions on studies about Russian cats on treadmills. Photos of Barbies that were used as ID to get coronavirus relief funds. And the Department of Defense, he says, losing $169 million in outdoor stored military gear.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Half the hour, more Christmas music, Christmas thoughts. It's a Merry Christmas from the Good Day program all around the country. More stations in the Midwest, Jay, carry this program than any other region of the country. Midwest, Mid-South, lots and lots and lots of stations that are carrying us. And I wish to you, especially on a day like today, where the stations will carry us in a different time slot sometimes, because we're the only fresh program that's on Christmas Day. I think George Norrie maybe does a Christmas Eve program and a New Year's Eve program. But other than that, there's nobody on live. It's all recorded, best of, and all that crap. Nope. Today it's us, Jay and Doug, with a Merry Christmas and also a Happy New Year. In the last half hour, he was talking about some of the superstitions that exist on Christmas Day. One of them is placing shoes by the side of the tree on Christmas Eve will prevent any arguments in the family. Who knows how that was proven out? But think about it. I mean, just it's a symbol. So if you do take your shoes off, and you put them by the Christmas tree before you go to bed on Christmas Eve. When you see them, the ISC, it's that power of suggestion. When you see them, that means, ooh, we're not supposed to argue about anything. And so leave them there.
It's a reminder.
Exactly. Leave them there while you open the presents. And don't have somebody, and this is really, this is Mondo Bizarro, but there's a guy who's kind of a friend of mine, a local politico, who chastised, he was a member of city council, he would chastise people for not giving him enough of a contribution for his reelection campaign or for not, you know, communicating with him on Christmas. And I thought to myself, what kind of a buffoon would do that? And that's not very positive, so I probably shouldn't bring the story up. If you want to have good health for the next year on Christmas Eve, so we're late for this, Jay, maybe today you can get away with it, eat an apple. Supposedly, according to superstition, to have good health in the next year, eat an apple on Christmas Eve. So we're going to extend that. We're going to tell you to have an apple today. You should have an apple every day. I have an apple every day of my life, right? We put that in the food, farm, and family focus that we have.
So if you didn't eat an apple yesterday, eat two today.
Ah, is there a cumulative effect?
There is if we say it. We can manifest it ourselves.
Right, yeah. How many people are cooking in a smokeless fire pit? There are more, you know, this development I'm involved in, the Agrihood here in my neighborhood, building a neighborhood around a working farm. We're putting in fire pits. And somebody said, is it going to be smokeless? And I said, I don't know. How do you create, if you're using wood, which is what you would use in a fire pit, I guess, unless you use charcoal, but they all have smoke, right? How would you create, unless it was a gas, and then something about gas, having a gas stove is okay. Having a gas fireplace, no. No. Chestnuts don't roast on an open fire from gas. The chestnuts taste good because they're roasted on an open fire over wood, right? Would the chestnuts taste the same if you cooked them over gas?
You wouldn't have that smoky flavoring.
Right, exactly. So, no. The answer is no. Don't do it over a gas fire. Let's come up with a real thingamabob here. All right, let's see here. If you experience a clear star-filled sky tonight, if you're a farmer, so this is Doug on the American Family Farmer. Remind me to put this in the farm, food, and family segment as well. If you have a clear sky the 24 hours from Christmas Eve through the end of Christmas Day, it will bring good crops next year. So farmers, wherever you are listening to this program, as I said, we're mostly in the Midwest and Mid-South, look up in the sky. It's not a bird, it's not a plane, it's not Superman. It's good crops for next year, that clear, star-filled sky. And you know what? You should go out, spend a little bit of time, bring your children, your grandchildren outside. You got a back porch or something. And just if you live in an area, I'm fortunate enough to live in an area where there are not a lot of lights. I can't, where I am in Los Angeles, can't see anything in the sky.
Oh, yeah, so when, light pollution.
Yeah. So when Miles comes here, he looks up in the sky and says, Gramps, look at all those stars. Yep, they're there every night for your listening and dancing pleasure there, my pal. So take advantage of it while you're here because you can't see them in Los Angeles, but they're there. And it means you'll have a good growing season the next year. Let's keep our fingers crossed for that. All right, plum pudding. Who still eats plum pudding? What is plum pudding? Is it really made out of plums?
I would think so.
Christmas thing. Yeah, I don't know either.
Pudding is gross. Yeah,
it is. Right.
You know, it's a texture thing.
It really? Wait a minute. There's the person that eats sushi raw, and she's worried about texture? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So puddings you don't like.
No, and I don't like custard either.
I was going to ask you about custard. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess I won't bring that into the equation here. All right. You wonder, there's a movie, and I don't know which one it is. These are random thoughts that I'm having as I'm thinking about some of the experiences I've had over Christmases in my life and sharing them with you. I remember my grandfather told me that on Christmas Eve, all animals can speak. And they speak to each other. I don't know whether you ever test that. I never tested that superstition. I just believed it because I believed everything my grandfather told me. On Christmas Eve, all animals can speak. What do you suppose they're talking with each other about? What's that movie that was around a couple of years ago? It was a Japanese movie. All the dogs talk to each other. I forget what the name of the movie was. But just think of, you know what? There's wonderment in thinking about this stuff. Think about, you know, we think about the miracles, the miracle on 34th Street, but miracles at Christmas time. And that's because there's a collective thought. Do you know what I mean? The people who are all thinking good wishes or sending good wishes to people, that creates a momentum. That creates an action, frankly. And so, for all you know, how do you know the dogs and cats in your house aren't talking to each other? They do the rest of the year by chasing each other around the house. But they settle down on Christmas Eve. Yep, there you go. Thoughts about Christmas. Here we are on Christmas Day. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. It's the Good Day program with a reminder about how you can have a big old time by visiting Las Vegas and not having to pay for your stay there. How about that? Pretty cool, right? You like the buffets. You like to play at the crap tables. You like to go to the slots. I don't know, whatever it is you like to do, go to the shows. You can do it all for 3 days and two nights by calling 800-419-3684. Now, I'm saying that advisedly because today's Christmas, I'm guessing, there's probably nobody there. But if you want to write the number down, take some action tomorrow. Pretty much every day of the week they're there. But on Christmas, not so much. You can't win if you don't call. So tomorrow, make it your business to call 800-419-3684 for a last-minute trip. A road trip to Las Vegas, 3 days, two nights from 541 Travel. And you can stay longer if you want. They'll make the arrangements. But you got to call first, 800-419-3684.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Okay, hear me out. There's only one thing that can make the holidays even more magical, and it's Kohl's clearance deals. I just got 70% off some really great favorites for winter, like cozy fleece sweatshirts for my kids, a cute sweater for me, and comfy pajamas for my husband. Kohl's for the win. And now I'm off to share my holiday haul with my family. Select styles. Up to 70% offer ends January 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads Bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Back on the Christmas Good Day program, opening up our hands, and I'm sitting here with my hands way out, stretched way out, as if to wish you all a merry, merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year. going through some of the sayings, the superstitions that happen. I do various things on Christmas over the years since I started. I've been on the air, Jay, since 1965. The first time I went on, the first thing I did on the air was introduce a song by a group called the McCoys called Hang On Sloopy. I can remember the record. It was Bang Records, red label, like it was yesterday. And so that Christmas, I was asked by the boss of the radio station to work on Christmas Day, to be at the radio station and do a bunch of stuff that needed to get done. And I'm a kid in college, and yeah, that'd be great, except I wasn't going to be there for Christmas. I was going home for Christmas. So I begged him to let me, I couldn't do it for Christmas, but I said, I'll come back early and do New Year's. How's that? And he said, okay, kid, you're on. I think it was this chain-smoking guy. His name was Ed Clark. I'll never forget him. he was a piece of work, man. And so anyway, I came back, and I was on the air live on New Year's Day. And then every holiday after that, while I was in college, the boss asked me to work, and I did. And then that
you
tradition
were young and hungry.
Became, yeah, well, I was young and eager.
Well, it
to
never
be
went
on
away.
The, yeah, to do it. No, it didn't. Uh-uh. So from that time to recent, you know, to now, I mean, during COVID, I think we were talking about this off the air when Victoria Keeling was on the program. She got together with Jennifer, because Jennifer would never say no to me. So we would do live shows on Christmas, and then Victoria said, nah, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to. I did them by myself. But now I have you to share Christmas and Christmas Day, and that's good luck for me. Speaking of good luck, if you have a fireplace in your house, here's another one of these superstitions. Got a fireplace in your house, and you keep the fire burning through the Christmas season, except on Christmas Eve. How can you have a fire if Santa Claus is going to come down the chimney, right? But through the month of December, if you keep the fire burning brightly, you will have a very good the luck that you have to the people in your home, people in your family. That will signify good luck. It'll bring you good luck. So there's something
well,
else.
Well, that's good luck in and of itself. If your house, if your home doesn't burn down, keeping a fire unattended all night.
What? You get a screen. What are you talking about? I used to do that all the
Things
time.
Things happen.
The kids used to. Oh, my God. Megan, as a matter of fact, reminded me. I have the house that I'm in now has four fireplaces in it, and I've never had a fire in the 8 years I've lived here. I've never had one fire in the fireplace. When I lived at the other house that I built back in the 70s, we had a fireplace in every room of the house, kids' bedrooms, downstairs, dining room, kitchen, my studio, and we would have fire in that, and build a big, big fire, and we had a huge fireplace in the kitchen, build a big fire. Matter of fact, Brendan lit it one day and didn't open the vent, so he thought he was like in high school, I think, and he thought he was going to burn the house down. It did burn all the paint on the mantle, but he managed to get his hand in there and open up the vent before it got any worse, but... There's something you got to keep in mind, right? Keep the vent open. Hello, knock, knock. Anybody home? It's 10 minutes before the hour here on the Good Day Christmas program.
Make a list. He's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming out of town. He sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I am telling you why, 'cause Santa Claus is coming.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Past the hour, it's our normal food, farm, and family time, and so what better way to celebrate Christmas Day than celebrating National Pumpkin Pie Day, which happens to happen on December 25th.
I would have thought, right? This would have been a Thanksgiving thing, not
Thanksgiving
today.
Thing. Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, pumpkin pie has a rich history. The name originates from the Greek word pipalm, which means large melon. It was adopted by the French as pompon, and then it was changed to pompion, and then it became pumpkin. There you go. The pilgrims who settled in the Plymouth colony had sort of a pumpkin pie. They had pumpkins. The natives grew pumpkins. They didn't know they were pumpkins, but you know, I don't know what they call them. But they made some kind of a custard using milk and honey and spices, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then how did they make the pie? Because they knew how to make crusts and stuff then, didn't they? Kind of put salt and flour and stuff
together?
Yeah.
And what I always found so fascinating is that different countries and different cultures, we have differences in taste. Where Australia thinks we are very odd for having pumpkin pie, where they have pumpkin soup.
Ooh. Well, and
that,
I
right,
say,
that was my reaction too. So yeah, it's one of those things where it's like I would not think don't like a good butternut squash soup, but it's relatively they're all squashes and gourds. But a pumpkin soup, not so much. But pumpkin pie, yeah, give me a slice of that, please.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that. I say this not to sound like an elitist, but I have said to my friends, the flight attendants on American, the flight that I take back and forth to Los Angeles is a three-class plane, first, business, and steerage. So the first class and business class, seats are the same. You have a little more room, but I say that the only difference between first class and business class, other than the price, is that you get squash soup. Otherwise, the menu is the same, seats are the same, but it's $1,000 more to ride in that seat than it is to ride in the seat behind. And I thought that was kind of because... Yeah,
unless it's 2 days before the flight and there are still first class tickets available, and then you can get it for $25 extra.
Yeah.
I love when that happens.
Or just get upgraded. All right. So anyway, National Pumpkin Pie Day started in 1621. And by the time we got around to 1675, there were some English cookbooks that had recipes for pumpkin pie. And then there was a poem written in 1844 called An Ode to Pumpkin Pie. 2003... Starbucks added pumpkin spice latte.
To early aughts brought us the PSLs.
Yeah, right, exactly. And then a couple, let's see, when was this, 2010, 2011, in that vicinity, the world record for the largest pumpkin pie. This pie weighed 3,699 pounds. Was made in New Bremen, Ohio. I'm sure it was made, New Bremen is a great farming community, and I'm sure it was made on a farm with pumpkins that were grown on the farm. But I remember pictures of that now. Do you remember when that, they cut it? They had a saw, a chainsaw to cut it, if I remember correctly. So anyway, if you're going to enjoy pumpkin pie today, Christmas Day, you'll be interested to know that it's also National Pumpkin Day. All right, so let's see. Other things that is, I find this to be an interesting sort of Christmas story. A woman was arrested and charged after she stole a truck filled with donuts. The incident occurred on November the 29th, but it took them a couple of months to find these donuts. What do you suppose the donuts were like, though? After 2 months, a donut after a couple of days is like a rock, right? And so the donut, they had to destroy the donuts. The woman, police described as being someone who was an islander in her early 30s. She decided that she wanted to take these and... I guess she was selling them.
Clearly didn't do anything with the donuts.
No.
Was it just the thrill of the ride?
Yeah. So Merry Christmas to you. Oh, now, what's it like to spend Christmas in jail? I never really thought about that till, huh? What's it like to spend Christmas in jail? All right, well, hopefully neither of us will know the answer to that question. Merry Christmas from the Good Day Boys and Girls, Jay and Doug, at 59 past the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.